A new report from a statewide environmental group says New York's brownfield remediation program is broken. As the Innovation Trail's Zach Seward reports, advocates say too few sites are being redeveloped at too high a cost.
Developers were paid $1 billion in state tax credits to improve just over 100 contaminated sites. That's according to a new report from Environmental Advocates of New York. The group's Allison Jenkins says the tax incentives are grossly inefficient.
The communities that really need revitalization aren't getting it. We're seeing a lot of these tax credits go to areas that would have been redeveloped anyway. So this is really just kind of the icing on the top for a few developers claiming these really large tax credits.
The analysis was based on state tax records and data from the Department of Environmental Conservation. A DEC spokeswoman says the agency has no comment. In Rochester, I'm Zach Seward for WRVO News.